That no matter what the enemy tries to put on us, there's a prayer awaiting and a time to seek the Lord to break it through. And so loving our parents and being and honoring them in their place must come to us. We've got to break that curse of dishonor that we've allowed off of the parenting process. Now, the Word says that we're not to murder. Neither shall you act slyly or steal. Neither shall you have a false witness against your neighbor. And neither shall you covet your neighbor's wife, or desire your neighbor's house, his field and his manservant, maidservant, ox, donkey, or anything that your neighbor has. Covetousness brings down a hurricane and storm to the mind and the being. Now, turn to the next chapter, Deuteronomy 6:1. Now this is the instruction of the laws and the precepts which the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land which you go in to possess. You that you may reverently fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, three generations. We're going to honor the Lord our God. This is one thing I see that is neglected today in the church body. Honor and respect for the Lord. When people are getting prayed for, half the church is at the back of the church talking. The kids are running up and down the aisles. What's going on, we think? One time the Spirit of the Lord came on me and I told that church. Of course, I don't go back there anymore. But I told them about it because they're dishonoring God. When the Holy Spirit is called to move and that person is standing there in the need of prayer, as the body of Christ, we need that discipline and awe and respect of God to talk and be disloyal and to let our mind run on other things. We're dishonoring the Lord. We're like saying, well, go ahead and get what you need. When it comes my turn, I'll get mine. And until then, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's a spirit of dishonor, a lack of reverence and trust. And it's because our faith is so watered down so much of the time that awe and respect of God is there. And when somebody tells me they're mad at God, it hurts my heart so bad for them to think that. Because I realize that when you have a relationship with Jesus and you know that He is all that you need, and you know that without Him, you're nothing. And without His plan for your life and His preparation of keeping you, you're not going to make it. I tell you, I don't want to be out there in Satan's territory and let him whoop up on me because I've been disobedient and rebellious, see. I want that love of Jesus. I want the awe and the respect, the awe, the dignity of reverence to Him. My God, I love you. Till everything in you is saying, I love you, Lord. When that kind of love comes in the congregation, you're going to see the mountains move. You're going to see healing take place. You're going to see families healed and homes reunited, because the love of God is going to flow in reverence and respect. Hear to the third generation and keep His statutes and His commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be watchful to do them, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase exceedingly, as the Lord the God of your fathers has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. And then he says it again, Hear, O Israel, pay attention, listen to and obey the Lord your God. He's one Lord, the only Lord. There's none beside Him. And there's no other way. There's no other way out. It is only as we trust in Him and obey His Word that His blessings are going to flow through our lives. I tell you, you can't stop it. It'll be like a wall of love coming towards you, flowing through you as the Lord blesses your life and you trust Him with everything that concerns you. And then the fifth verse says, And you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind and heart and your entire being and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you this day shall be first in your own mind and heart. First, you put Him first. And you shall whet and sharpen them as to make them penetrate and teach and impress them diligently upon the minds and hearts of your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house. See, this is the reason depression takes over a lot of people's minds and they're, you know, there's a lot of tension and confusion and stress. When you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up, we're going to speak of the love of God and His commandments. And you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, your service. We're not going to serve anything but the Lord. And they shall be as frontlets on the forehead, bands between your eyes, so you don't look to the right nor to the left. The laws of God are our protection. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, with great and goodly cities which you didn't build, and houses full of all the good things which you didn't fill, and cisterns hewn out which you didn't hew, and vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant, and when you eat and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. And you shall reverently fear the Lord your God and serve Him and swear by His name and presence. And you shall not go after the other gods and the gods of the peoples who are around about you. Now, the 25th verse. And it will be accounted as righteousness, conformity to God's will in word, thought, and action for us if we are watchful. You can't let your guard down. You can't be just, oh, hum, and I'll make it up tomorrow. This is a moment-by-moment situation. For we're to do all that He's commanded us. Now, chapter 8, verse 2 to 5. And you shall earnestly remember the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to prove you, to know that it was in your heart and mind whether you would keep His commandments or not. When you got a little crisis going on in your life, the Lord's trying to show us, trying to teach us whether what's in our heart and what's in our mind, are we really going to serve Him or are we going to go our way now? And then we want to look at the 19th verse in this same chapter. And if you forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Problems going on because people have served the making the images of their hands, graven images and idols that they have allowed. Like the nations which the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish. We know that judgment begins at the house of the Lord. We know that there are areas that must be judged in this last day. And you must address every one of them after the fact of God's love and in the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, please. And we want to read the 17th and 18th verse. And the Lord's anger be kindled against you, and He shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the land yield not its fruit, and you perish quickly off the good land which the Lord gives you. And you shall teach, therefore you shall lay up these my words in your mind and heart and in your entire being, and bind them for a sign upon your hand and as forehead bands between your eyes, and you shall teach them to your children. See, this is the thing. We've expected the church to teach our children instead of us teaching our children. We've allowed them to go here and there, and a lot of times parents have stayed home and put the child on a bus and let him go to church because something inside of them told them it was necessary. But the other forces that held them would not allow them to really research it and go themselves and be the role model in the image before the family. And so you'll teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. That living arrangement in the Spirit, an attitude of gratitude, walking before the Lord in a harmony and a peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now Deuteronomy 14:1, please. You are the sons of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourself or make any baldness on your foreheads for the dead. If you notice, this seems to be a popular thing today. Our children listening to that rock music and wanting to identify with something are having cuts in their hair, bald places exposed. This is what they did in the idolatry for the dead. That rock music is promoting death, not life. When they're cutting half of the hair off and leaving it hang down so, and then skimming the rest of the neck, it's promoting that death fact. When they're making ladies look like men and men look like women, you look, the role models are crossed. The enemy has a clever strategy. If he can bring forth that death look, and that baldness, there were certain cuts that the temple prostitutes did in their forehead, and tattoos they put on their body that said that they belonged to that godless deity that reigned in that temple. And if you came there and prostituted yourself to them, perhaps you might be impregnated and bring forth a god. Satan carefully covering up his dastardly deeds that are so horrifying by promoting the baser emotions of man and lying through his teeth of what this is going to do, and telling a person they need identity, they need to look like everybody, you need to belong somewhere. And our little children that are abused and hurt are looking for that identity mark. And it is no problem for them to receive that look and look like many of the other people that they are their comrades with, or that they pass through the halls of the schools every day. This says, I'm accepted and I'm the same as you. Because somewhere in that identity search, the role model of the man, the father, is being left out. And the role model of the mother, the woman, the heart of ministry, the nurturer, is being left out. And they're identifying with the image that's put before them. And when that image comes forth on the uncensored television, they begin to identify with what they see. And all the gyrations and all of the movements that are going on, they begin to do likewise, so that they can feel something here that says, I'm the same as you. Beloved, that role model has been distorted today from the true image of God-man in this earth. And so the Lord says, you're not to do this, for you're a holy people. You're set apart to the Lord. You're God. And the Lord has chosen you to be peculiar people to Himself above all the nations of the earth. And you shall not eat anything that is abominable to the Lord, and so forbidden by Him. These are the beasts which you may eat. And he goes and he talks to the ox and the sheep, and all the rest of this chapter talks about what you can and what you can't do as far as of your eating, and the seeds that yield fruit, and the what is produced in your field. God had conditions met. Now turn to the 18th chapter, please. And in the 18th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we begin to read at the 20th verse. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your mind and heart, how shall we know which words are of the Lord, or the Lord is not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or prove true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously, and you shall not be afraid of him. Now, we want to turn now to the 27th chapter. The 23rd chapter talks about the people that are begotten out of wedlock. 10 generations, 400 years, their descendants shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. You can see why the enemy has put the abortion law in effect. People are willing to murder their seed so that for 10 generations, without repentance, they're not allowed in the congregation of the righteous. You can see why God sent Jesus and how timely he came into to the earth to break every curse. The word says that in Galatians 3:13, cursed be he that hangs on the tree. Jesus became that curse for us, and he took our place so that we would not have to be bound up in that death realm and full of the power and the authorities of that rulership of death. The Lord very carefully teaching us the things that we need to understand and know so that in this last day, hallelujah, Jesus Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse and the doom of the law's condemnation by himself becoming that curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree and is crucified, Genesis 3:13. Now, I'm going to ask Brother Henry to come as we turn to the Deuteronomy 27. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, keep all the commandments with which I charge you today. And on the day when you pass over the Jordan, which descended into the Holy Spirit, Jordan is symbolic of the Spirit, to the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall set up great stones and cover them with plaster. And you shall write on them all the words of the law when you have passed over, that you may not go into the land, that you may go into the land which the Lord your God gives you, the land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord your God, the God of your fathers, has promised you. And when you've gone over the Jordan, you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, on Mount Ebal, and coat them with plaster. Ebal means stony and bare. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not lift up an iron or tool upon them, because they represent the covenant blood of Jesus Christ. And as that is given, hallelujah, you can't add to that work and you can't take away from it. You can't shape a stone that's fit to make an altar. Those stones are uncut, unhewn, because the Lord calls them forth. And you build an altar in the Lord to the Lord your God of whole stones, and offer them offerings to him. And you shall offer peace offerings there and rejoice. And you shall write upon the stones all the words very plainly. And Moses and the Levitical priests and all of Israel kept silence. And said, keep silent and hear, O Israel. This day you become the people of the Lord your God. And you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and do his commandments and statutes which I command you. Now, we're going to start breaking the curses. The Lord spoke the curses very plainly. And we're going to break them off of you in the name of Jesus. And with your head bowed and your heart and your mind, both feet on the floor, legs uncrossed, we're going into battle. Hallelujah. And if we could have the paper towels and maybe Miss Joan and that and to stand to do what's needed. If you have to cough, you'll have them. Brother Henry's going to begin to read now. And anything that you feel like applies to you, don't wait for anybody to say, put their hands on you. Just deal with it right where you are. If you need to sit somewhere else and get to where you got some space or where you can get your mind on the Lord, that's fine. Just do that. But when we start this, don't be getting up and walking around and talking to one another. This is a very serious matter. Now I'm going to make another announcement. Anything that comes out of the guy sitting next to you doesn't have the right to come into you. It has to go in the name of Jesus. When we command those spirits out, they're sent to the dry places. We don't have a right to judge them before their time, just like Jesus said. But when that, if it applies to you, I want you to take a breath and I want you to push with all your might, and I want your mind and heart to be thinking, I'm getting rid of this and I'm commanding it to go. You get out of me. And I want you then to cough and to push and to get that away from you in the name of Jesus. If we see you need help, we'll be right there to help you. But you're going to be the deliverer and the deliveree. Don't be looking around. Don't be trying to think what the next guy, if he's worse off than you. Pride doesn't enter into that. In fact, that's the first measure of deliverance, is to get honest with God, and the next one is get humble, and the next one is to throw your pride out the window. Pride can't enter into this. If you got pride and you think, oh, I don't want anybody to see what I'm doing, then just forget it. You're not going to get deliverance. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Generational curses.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Hold it between us.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Oh, am I? Oh, I thought you were. Go ahead.
I can do it. Okay, let's break generational curses off us, and then I'll break spoken curses off us, and then I'm going to break soul ties, unholy covenant soul ties. Keep in mind, the only authority we have over us is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our soul tie is with our mate and that person only. If there's anyone who's trying to rule over you and boss you, whether it be a teacher, a pastor, a coach, or whatever it might be, that's an unholy covenant. If you come before your pastor and say, I submit to you in everything you want me to do, that's an unholy covenant. Break that. That's not a good vow. We do that only to our husbands and to our wives and to the Lord. We submit to one another. I submit to everyone in this room. Then you submit both ways. Okay. Follow me in the breaking generational curse prayer. Follow me in that prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you, my Father, for the way you love me and have provided for me and for the way you care for me and the provisions you have for me. I thank you for that.
I thank you for that.
And now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of every sin that I have ever committed. And not only of my sins, but the sins of my father and my mother. And forgive the sins of my grandparents. And their parents.
And their parents.
And their parents.
And their parents.
Even beyond 10 generations.
Even beyond 10 generations.
I ask that you forgive all my ancestors.
I ask that you forgive all my ancestors.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You said you'd take my curse.
You said you'd take my curse.
I'm going to give them to you.
I'm going to give them to you.
So, Father.
So, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All generational curses.
All generational curses
are broken off of me.
Are broken off of me.
Not only are they broken off of me,
not only are they broken off of me,
I command in the name of Jesus.
I command in the name of Jesus.
All demonic activity to cease.
All demonic activity to cease.
Now.
Now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, just give you an explanation of that in Nehemiah the 9th chapter. Nehemiah and the scribe Ezra is taking the Israelites through revival. And from 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at noon, they're reading the word and explaining the word to the people. From 12 o'clock noon to 6 o'clock in the evening, they're on their face praying to the Lord, asking him for forgiveness of their sins and their forefathers. That's what breaks the curses. And now I'm going to speak spoken curses off of you. And now, Father, we continue to take your authority that's in the precious name of Jesus. And we take your authority that's in the power of the blood that washes us and cleanses us from all sin. And we take your authority that's in the Word. And, Father, we know that we cannot separate our Savior, the Lord Jesus, from the Word. The Word and Jesus are one. And it says in your Word that what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What's loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we're going to bind unclean things that have hampered us and hurt us and will be hurting us, and we command them as we bind them and cast them off of us to go to a dry place and stay there. And then, Father, we want your Holy Spirit and your Spirit to be loosed upon us here today. And we praise you for that, Lord. And now, Father, with all that authority you've given us, I break every hex and every vex, every voodoo curse, every satanic curse, every witchcraft curse, all acts of sorcery, all incantations, any soulish prayers coming our way, all negative words, all types of gossip, any word-type curse coming our way, in Jesus' name, I break those curses off of us and from us. They'll not have any effect upon us. Not only are those curses broke, those spoken word curses broke, but all the demonic activity come from these spoken word curses. I command them to stop now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're not going to give any rights to any demons within us to stay in there or to tear us up as they leave. And now, Father, we submit to you and you only. We'll not have any unholy or ungodly soul ties with any person. We'll just submit to our wives and to our husbands. We thank you for that soul tie, and we commit ourselves to you. Everybody else, Lord, we'll not lord it over anyone. The only one we're going to lord it over is the devil and his demons. We submit to you, my Lord. And Father, we thank you for that. And now we're going to continue to take that authority in the precious name of Jesus, and we're going to start right on top of our head and go all the way down through our body. And we're going to start with our hair, the very top of our head. And in the precious name of Jesus, we take the Father's authority and come against the spirit that would cause premature baldness, dandruff, psoriasis, scabs, sores. We bind that activity in Jesus' name. We render it powerless, and we command those spirits to leave us now.
In the name of Jesus, I command this to loose me right now. I break the curse of godlessness and faithlessness in the name of Jesus. Break the curse of boils of Egypt, tumors and scurvy, and the itch which cannot be healed. And I command you will loose me right now. Now take a breath and begin to deal with it. If this applies to you, we break that curse in the name of Jesus. We command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose you, right? Baldness, grief, and sadness, and mourning. All of that comes with that grief and mourning. I call it off of you in the name of Jesus. I command it to go right now in Jesus' name. All sores that won't heal, I command it to go. I break its curse and the godlessness that has allowed it, and I command it to be loosed from you right now and to begin to heal. Go ahead.
We come against the spirits that attacked our skin. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirits that caused excessive sweating, warts, eruptions, pimples, boils, rashes, dermatitis-type problems. In Jesus' name, we bind those spirits. We render them powerless in the precious name of Jesus with the Father's authority, and now we command them to go.
In the name of Jesus, and all this comes under that godless, faithless curse, take a deep breath and begin to push it out of you right now in Jesus' name. Okay.
We continue to take your authority, my Father, in Jesus' name, and we bind the things and render them powerless, the spirits that affect our mind and our brain. And this includes mental illness, insanity, retardation, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations, illusions, madness, senility, mania, feeble-mindedness. We bind these spirits in Jesus' name and render them powerless, and they'll not have effect upon us.
Take a breath and begin to deal with it. All the curse, said the Lord will smite you with madness. I break the curse of madness off of you in the name of Jesus. Take a breath and begin to push it out of there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Call it out right now in Jesus' name. We break that curse of unforgiveness again, godlessness in the name of Jesus, unfaithfulness in the name of Jesus, that would bring madness and dismay to the heart and the mind, broken-mindedness, mind control, witchcraft control, weaknesses toward that witchcraft control. I command it to loose you right now in the name of Jesus.
The unclean spirits that affect our ears, in Jesus' name we bind these spirits that cause infection, deafness, inner ear problems, balance problems, hearing noises, and a spirit called Libio and Levio. We bind these spirits, we render them powerless, and we command them to leave.
in the name of Jesus. Deafness, unable to hear God's word, operating in self-will. We break those curses of self-will, that pushy, dominant, manipulating spirit. We call that spirit that keeps you from hearing the word of God. We command it to loose you right now. Tiredness and sleepiness go with this one also. I command it to loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. I call it out of you right now in Jesus' name. I break the curse of dismay of mind and heart. Deafness to the word of God, deafness to the truth. I break the curse of itching ears in the name of Jesus, looking for somebody to bail you out and to tell you what you want to hear. I command that to loose you in the name of Jesus.
We bind the unclean spirits that affect our eyes. We render them powerless in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit that would cause blindness, farsightedness, nearsightedness, stigmatism, crossed eyes, dry eyes, styes, cataracts, floaters, retina detachments, glaucoma, eye tumors, and drooping eyelids. We bind these spirits. We render them powerless in the name of Jesus with the Father's authority, and we command them to go from us.
I break the curse of blindness, dismay of heart and mind again. I command that blindness to loose you, inability to go on with God, inability to see the truth, blind to the things that you need to know and understand, turned off, turned inward, selfish and greed. I call the curse of blindness and I command it to loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We continue to take your authority in the precious name of Jesus. We come against those things that would attack our nose, which spirits would cause nosebleeds, sinus, common colds, smell hindering or smelling too much, lupus, drunkard's noses, tumors, cysts, allergies, asthma, all these spirits that would attack our nose and our face area. We bind these spirits in Jesus' name. We render them powerless and we command them to go.
We break the curse of that causes you not to operate in discernment, no sense of understanding, like the no sense of smell. And I command that to loose you in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of godless faithlessness that causes the flat nose, no discernment, no understanding of the ways of God. I break that off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Take a breath and deal with it in Jesus' name. And this is a problem in many of you, and it needs to be dealt with in the name of Jesus. I call out that spirit, a lack of discernment, nose problems. I call it out of you in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you. Come on, come on, come on. It's a serious moment. I command it to loose you in the name of Jesus. I demand it to come out with all its roots. I command it to go. Inability to see with the hand of God or to understand His Word. That lack of discernment. No remembrance. A state of confusion. I break the curse of confusion off your mind and heart. And I command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We continue to take your authority in the precious name of Jesus. We come against all spirits that would attack our mouth and our tongue. That includes the spirits that would cause infection, tooth decay, stuttering, anything to attach our voice box, our larynx, any gum diseases, odors from the mouth, abscesses, sore and strep throats, tonsillitis. We bind these spirits in Jesus' name. We render them powerless in the name of Jesus. We command them to go from us now.
And I break every curse that said you weren't any good, you'd never amount to anything, every blasphemous word that's come out of your mouth in anger, I break the curse that it's left in the air that's been said. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath and deal with it. I break that curse of blasphemy. Come on out. Come on out. The backbiting, the talking of hurtful harm against people. Come on out. I call it out of you in the name of Jesus. We demand it to go. Take a breath and let it out of there. I call it out in Jesus' name. I command it to loose you with all its roots. In the mighty name of Jesus, all of it. That spirit of gossip, I call that out in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you right now. I command all the mind control that lets your mouth run off all the time. I break the curse of blasphemy. Words, a lack in your vocabulary. Words that's been flung into the air to hurt and demean and to bruise another person. I break the curse. Lord, forgive us, and we command the curse of blasphemy broken, and every word that's been said to us, we command it broken also. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we continue to take your precious authority in the name of Jesus, and we come against all those spirits that have attacked our lungs and our breathing, and we come against the spirits that would cause bronchitis, pneumonia, tuberculosis, pleurisy, tumors. We render these spirits powerless in Jesus' name and command them to go.
This is self-pity, inferiority, timidity, shyness. All this lives in the sinuses. Unforgiveness and grief also that live there. It's a mixture there. We command that to loose you in the name of Jesus. We break every curse of unforgiveness in this area, and we demand it to loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. We command insecurity, come on out. Inferiority, come on out. I command you to loose the people and to let them go. Inferiority, you're coming out in the name of Jesus. I demand you to go. That spirit of fear of man, I call it out of you right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of people, I call it out of you in the name of Jesus. Fear of the unknown, I call it out of you in the name of Jesus. Take a breath and push and cough and get it out of there. In the mighty name of Jesus, I demand it to loose you right now. All that inferiority and fear of failure, fear of that unknown failure, that place of poverty, I also break the curse of poverty off of you in the name of Jesus. Poverty of heart and mind, I command it to loose you. In all that insecurity in the sinuses, I command that to loose you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we take your authority. We come against those spirits that have attacked our breast, causing growth, causing cancer, and anything of deform our body. In Jesus' name, we bind that spirit. We render it powerless, and we command it to go.
I break every curse of being unfulfilled and not taught the blessedness of our abilities to nurture our household. I break that curse of unforgiveness. I break that curse of self-hatred. I break that curse of loneliness and despair. And I command it to loose you in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and let it go.
Thank you, Lord.
Call it out of you right now. And all the confusion that's attached to you, come on out. Come on out in the name. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I break the curse of molestation in all of that in the name of Jesus. And I command that to loose you. Frigidity. I break the curse of frigidity. I command that to loose you. Take a breath and let that go. I demand it to loose you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command loose the people and let them go. Loose the people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come against those spirits that have attacked our bones and our bone structure, causing them to be brittle, having curved spines, deteriorating discs, deteriorating cartilages, arthritis, gout, bursitis. We come against all these spirits in the name of Jesus, and we command them to go from us now.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have to say it again. I was reading.
What's that?
Yeah, read it. Okay.
Okay,
go. Bruise. Father, we command in the name of Jesus all malformations, all curses that would dwarf and stunt the growth of the body and limit the body in any way. I break the curse of the thief and the liar. I break the curse in the mighty name of Jesus of the bruise in the bloodline that cannot heal. Unforgiveness, bitterness, bitter roots. I come against the spirit of bitterness. I command it to loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. I command the walk that's been bowed down before the Lord at His feet that have run swift to destruction. I break that curse of wanderlust, the runaway, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
I command
you.
That to loose you. Take a breath and let that go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command it out. In Jesus' precious name, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we continue to take your authority in the name of Jesus, and we come against all spirits that have attacked our heart, and we come against all different types of heart diseases, heart failure, rheumatic fever, spirits that have weakened our heart muscles, plaque buildup in our arteries, hearts that would be rapid, hearts that have skipped beats, enlarged hearts, hardened arteries. In Jesus' name, we come against all those things that hurt us in the heart and the functioning of our blood flow. We render those spirits powerless, and we command them to go from us now.
And that spirit behind all that is worry. It's fear of death.
Thank you.
It's tension. It's stress. In the name of Jesus, we command that broken off of our lives. Let's say it together.
I command
the spirit of worry,
tension,
stress.
You will loose me
right now, in Jesus' name.
I break this curse off
of my bloodline.
Right now.
I demand it to go. Take a breath and cough it out of there. Push it out of there. Come on out. Breathe it out. Push it out. I call it out of there in the name of Jesus. Worry and tension, I demand it to loose you in the name of Jesus. Heart weakness, heart failure, forgetfulness also, I call it out in the name of Jesus. Stress, being pushed to the max, inability to rest, I command it to loose you in the name of Jesus. Take a breath and push real hard and get that out of there. That's it. Cough and push it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I call it out. Stubbornness goes with that also. Stubbornness of heart and mind. Suppressed anger goes with that also. I call that out of you in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath now and just push it out. It has to go. Just like that, and push it out. It'll come right out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That's right, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we come against those spirits who had attacked our blood, which would be spirits that cause excessive blood pressure, causing us to have strokes, having our blood too thin, that we would be bleeders, or our blood being too thick, that it clots and doesn't flow properly, spirits that cause leukemia, various blood infections, Rh factors, and in this will and creed, include diabetes, which is our pancreas that works somewhat with our blood system as well. We bind all these spirits that attacked our blood and the pancreas. We render those spirits powerless in Jesus' name, and we command them to go from us now.
In the name of Jesus, the spirit of fear again, we command that trauma, shock, that spirit of shock, horror, we command fear to loose you. Take a breath and let it go. I call it out right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I demand it to loose you right now. Diabetes, stubbornness, I call that out of you in the name of Jesus. Dominating spirits, I call that out of you in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and expel it. The dominating spirit, a spirit of Jezebel, let's call her out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Take a deep breath and scream as loud as you can and get it out of there. I call out the curse, demand it broken of Jezebel. Jezebel control, that pushy part that demands its own way. Come on out. That's it. Push it out. Come on out. I call it out. Let it scream in the name of Jesus. I demand you to loose the people and to let them go. Jezebel, I break the curse of the witch and the warlock and all that control that comes in that factor. In Jesus' name, I break the curse that causes your pancreas to be inactive, and I demand it to loose you in Jesus' name right now. Take a deep breath and just let it go. Just push it out of there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we come against those spirits that attacked our gallbladder, causing not to function properly, not running the proper amount of gall into our stomach for proper digestion, and also the spirit that caused stones and blockage. We render these spirits powerless in the name of Jesus, and we command them to go from us.
Now, gall is bitterness. Negative, you know, always down, never able to say anything good about anybody. We break that curse of being negative, and we call that gall and bitter gall. We command it to loose you right now. Take a deep breath and let that go in the name of Jesus. Gall, I call that out. The bitterness, resentment, I demand it to loose you. Resentment, come on out in the name of Jesus. At being in a bitter gall, resentment, come on out. I command it to loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. Deep resentment, unforgiveness is a spirit here. I command unforgiveness. Take a breath and let it go. Breathe it out of there. Push it out. Unforgiveness, we command it to go in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, hallelujah, I call it out right now. All that torture of unforgiveness, I demand it to loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we come against those spirits that attacked our digestive system, spirits that attacked our stomach, small and large intestines, colon cancer, Crohn's disease, improper balance of the acid and the alkali in our belly.